Metal Messiah Radio, you are on IPEX Witching Hour.
I love the Witching Hour. So fun to be here tonight, guys. I love all of you. We got a special show this week. I'm going to tell you something about it. Tell them about the show. It's going to be a good show tonight.
All right. We have very, very special guest. I mean, I don't mean Pedro.
I'm a good guest, guys. I'm from Little Havana.
We have Richard Christie tonight promoting his brand new second album with the band Charred Walls of the Dam. And the title is Cold Winds on Timeless Days. Wow. What a fucking, twisted and meaningful.
That is like a good title because, like he says, sometimes there's a cold wind on a timeless days. You go outside, you got to put on a jacket, and you got to go like with the snow. It's like a cold wind. I love the title because he loves a cold wind.
You know, Richard was my first guest on Witching Hour a year ago, so I couldn't wait to have him back again here to promote his new album, which was released last Tuesday. And we talk about that. He was very, very excited, even though, you know, the CD sales are down. And please support him. He's been around for a long, long time. He's been, like, in a 10 fucking bands that you most know about. So the big one's obvious, you know, the Death, Iced Earth, Burning Inside. In the meantime, he's a very fucking busy man. He's also very, very funny. If you have internet, Sirius satellite radio, he's on Howard Stern's show. He wakes me up, cracks me up in the morning. I can't wait to get up in the morning and listen.
Okay, come on. You're talking too much. We got some music on the playlist.
So stick around. We have a very, very heavy music coming up. All Richard's accomplishments, including his funny sketches on Howard Stern's show. And I have a couple surprises, my appearances on Howard Stern. I bet you guys didn't know that Wicked Witch was also appeared and the music was played on Howard Stern. All right, I'll be back with the first part of the interview with Richard Christie. And more music coming up.
Richard Christie, a two-part interview.
Oh,
so
my, I can't wait
for that.
You
better stay tuned, guys. You better stay tuned or I'm going to call the police and take my pantalones off and show you who's daddy.
Gosh.
We got more mistakes than an abortion clinic tonight. I love
Pedro
it.
Is also looking for a chica to get a green card.
Looking for a Chinese mail order bride. I love the way the eyes slanted and the pussy.
Oh, yeah, a sideways pussy. Okay. IPEC will be right back.
Metal Messiah Radio. Tonight, we have a very special guest, musician, drummer, songwriter, Howard Stern producer, phony phone call master, comedian, actor. Fuck me. What else can you do, Richard Christie?
Well, you could put pumpkin maniac because I'm addicted to everything pumpkin this time of year.
And drinking
a delicious pumpkin coffee right now. So.
Pumpkin coffee? I thought you were going to say pumpkin flavored beer.
Oh, you know what? I have one of those too. I'm drinking the coffee in between the beers so I don't wear my throat out because I have like 6 hours worth of interviews tonight. So it's like, if it was up to me, I'd be drinking pumpkin beer the whole time, but I got to be responsible and take care of my throat. So.
I know. Are you wearing your diapers?
You know, I'm not right now because luckily I'm at home and there's
okay.
A restroom right nearby. So.
Did you enjoy the interview with the Lars? I watched it. It was fucking hilarious when you sit next to him.
Yeah, he was awesome. And, you know, I went to the Big Four show here in New York, and I did wear a diaper to the show.
Yes.
And I didn't have to use it because they had plenty of porta potties around.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah,
are you really wearing it?
A buddy of mine works for the Yankees. He's like, you better not piss your pants at my place of work.
I know.
I was like, oh, I told him I wouldn't. So I wore the diaper just because about 100 fans came up to me at the Big Four show and said, "Are you wearing your diaper?" And I didn't want to disappoint them, so I would pull my diaper up out of my pants, and they thought it was the greatest thing ever. So I'm
happy. Now you got another title. First, it was licking the balls. Now you got the diaper shit going on. What else? What
you
else you do?
Remind me about the balls.
I know. And then you got the wax in your bikini wax. Are you still doing that?
No, you know, that one time was enough for me. I just shave now.
Too painful, right?
Too painful.
I would like to congratulate you. Who is the unhappy gal? unlucky. No.
She's very happy. She, her name, well, Kristen Christie is her name. And
right.
We just got married July 30th, and we just got back from a trip to see my folks in Kansas and had a great time there. So.
Well, congratulations. I never thought that I was waiting for you to come out of the closet, Richard.
Well, I think a lot of people were, you know.
They were, right?
That's the work side of me, you know.
I know. You're gay at work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're a total man at home.
Exactly. I'm not gay. I just play one on TV.
I know. You're more man than most men that I know, believe me. So I know Howard Stern always fucks with you, right?
Yeah, but it's fine.
He's got
part of the job.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I know you take your job real seriously at the Howard Stern, but your real talent, in my opinion, is playing drums, doing music.
Well, thank you so much. Well, you knew me as a drummer.
Absolutely. I mean, I know I appreciate your jokes. They're hilarious. I mean, you're cracking me up. You know, I have my Sirius in my fucking bedroom. Now, you can tell Howard Stern, I am the fucking most dedicated fan. I've been listening to Howard Stern since back in the late 80s. I used to live in Philadelphia. He was on YSPA, whatever.
YSP, yeah.
Yeah, YSP,
well, I
remember exactly.
When I played on your album, on the Wicked Witch album,
yes,
we talked about Howard a lot.
Right, right. So, and I have purchased one in my car, and when I go to work, I cannot miss your interviews, and then one is in my living room, and one is my bedroom. So
that's awesome.
When you guys not on, I cannot wake up. I miss work, and my boss yells at me. I said, well, blame it on the fucking Howard Stern. They fucking took another week off. What the fuck? You guys are off again this week?
Don't yell at me. I don't make the schedule. I just work there.
Must be nice, eh?
Well, no, I'm still at work. I work
you
today.
Still come.
I don't get the time off.
You still come in, right?
Yeah, I still come in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you sound like Brian Slagle. He bought like 12 subscriptions for everybody at his office, and for
shit,
all his
he can afford fucking 50. You know what I'm saying? That's Brian Slagle. I can only afford 3.
Fan.
Okay, well, congratulations, and your new second album, The Charred Walls of the Dam, is back in a year and a half after releasing the first one, which I haven't even finished listening, and you hit me with the second new one, which is phenomenal.
Well,
I mean,
thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, I wanted to keep the momentum going, and I started writing the second album as we were mixing the first one, and I felt there was no reason to kind of wait to put a second one out, because we got a lot of really good reviews and a great response from the first album. And,
yeah, I only heard like 2 tracks online.
Yeah. Yeah, from the first one or the new one?
The second one. No, the first one, of course, I heard the whole thing, you know. But the second one, I only heard 2 tracks, and I really, really like it. The title of the album, Cold Winds, On Timeless Days.
Yeah.
Well, it's a weird title. Maybe you can explain to me. And it's coming out on Metal Blade. It's October 11th.
Yeah, Tuesday, October 11th. It'll be out everywhere.
Are you guys going to have, like, some kind of CD release party or something in New York?
We are. We're having, actually, it looks like we're going to have 2 of them in New York City.
Really?
We're doing one at the Black Dahlia Murder Show in Brooklyn. And then we're also doing another CD release party later that night around 9 o'clock at a bar called Idle Hand. I'll be signing CDs there, and they'll be selling the CD, and we'll be partying, celebrating the release, and it's It's going to be a good time. I can't wait.
I know. When are you guys going to hit the road?
You know, next year sometime, probably in the spring, maybe even earlier. We're setting up some shows right now. We don't have anything solid that we can announce that we've booked yet, but we're in talks right now to book some shows for next year, and we'll definitely be out on the road and doing
awesome.
That,
I'll look for that.
Festivals, at least.
Yeah, are you guys gonna at least come down to Florida this time?
Yeah, of course. We got to come down.
I know.
Jason's state.
Absolutely.
State.
Yeah, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. I mean, you got tons of fans over here.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, that's where I lived for
yeah.
8 years in Orlando, so I got to come back and play for all my old metalhead friends back in Florida.
Have you ever played in your mom's in Kansas town, your dad's town?
No, you know, there's not much of a metal scene, unfortunately,
really?
In Redfield, Kansas.
Did you ever fly him up there in New York to see you?
Yeah, my parents and my family came for my wedding this past July 30th, and I was actually just back in Kansas this past weekend to see my family. So.
Oh, awesome. Very, very nice. Now, how many siblings do you have, or you're only one?
Yeah, I have a sister, and she has a son and a daughter, so I have a niece and a nephew.
Oh, that's great.
Well. And my niece and nephew are already playing drums at the age of 3 and 5. And
right.
So,
they probably
maybe
love
form
their
a band one of these days.
They probably love their famous uncle, right?
Yeah, they definitely. Well, they love playing on the drum set that they have, and they love watching me play. So
now, what part of your talent they like most? You're being a musician or being a comic?
Well, definitely the musician, because
mm-hmm.
they're a little too young to be,
understand
be knowing
what
kind of comedy stuff that
but,
I do.
But, I mean, your parents?
Oh, I thought you meant my niece and my nephew. I was like, they're
well,
only 3 and 5. I don't think
yeah,
they're
no,
at the age
your
to
parents,
listen to the Stern Show yet.
Your parents, your sister?
You know, they like it all. They're really cool. They're you know, they knew that I was a big Stern fan before I worked at the show, and now they listen now that I'm on the show, and they really like
now,
it.
Now, do they call you back when you do something really off the wall on radio? Do they say, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you doing this shit?
They really started listening when mm-hmm. I bought them a Sirius subscription when Howard first went over there.
Uh-huh.
And the thing I told them, I said, okay, I'll buy you this Sirius radio, but you can never question anything that I do on the radio.
Yeah, you cannot criticize me.
Yeah,
right?
They said okay, that's
okay.
A deal. So they never. Plus, they got a good sense of humor. They,
good,
they
awesome.
Know I'm just doing it for fun.
Yeah, I'm sure you came from very well-adjusted, nice family.
Yeah,
really
cool.
I love the way your dad talks. You know, Richard. That's my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Well, the charred walls of the dam is Richard Christie, and on the bass, Steve DiGiorgio, and Jason Sukoff, of course. He played guitar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he, I don't know, did he initiate this time writing all the riffs, or you still wrote your own riffs?
Yeah, I wrote everything. I wrote, you know, all the music and
uh-huh.
and wrote all the lyrics, and I also played everything on the demo recordings.
Uh-huh.
And then once we got in the studio, you know, Jason, he's just a incredibly shredding guitar player, and he
yes.
takes the riffs. You know, I'm not a great guitar player. I can
right.
just, I can play good enough to write music, but
right.
then he takes what I write and just makes it awesome and just
and turns it into a real, I mean, fucking awesome kick-ass riffs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and same with Steve. I mean, Steve
mm-hmm.
just puts his own stamp on the parts, and I tell him, I say, you know, what I do when I write and record the demos, it's just a blueprint
mm-hmm.
for what's going to be the final product. And
right.
I tell them, you know, put your own sound and your own stamp on it and come up with anything you want to make it sound better, and that's what they do.
And Steve still plays fretless?
Yeah, he has
yeah.
a Thor bass, this company called Thor.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the most massive bass. It's like
uh-huh.
it looks like it's 7 feet long, this
shit.
Bass. It's so cool looking, and you know, he brought it with him to the studio, and it definitely fits him very well, because he's a really tall, you know, Viking looking guy, so this Thor bass fits him perfect.
He still lives in Tampa?
No, Steve lives in San Francisco.
Oh,
right,
really? He
moved.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And he doesn't tour with you guys, all right? live?
Well, the tour we did last year, unfortunately, he had already booked another tour with another band. So unfortunately, he wasn't able to. But we're definitely planning on having the whole band tour as long as everybody's schedules.
And Jason as well?
Yeah.
If Jason
can do it, you know, Jason's a busy guy. He's a he's a very in-demand producer now. So
who's gonna push?
If he has a producing gig, he needs to do. I totally understand that.
I know. Who's gonna push his chair?
His wheelchair. He's pretty good. He can get around real good in that thing. He can jump like a foot or two in his wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty impressive.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna do a song. It is dedicated to my star who died. It is from Alice in Chains. He played a bass line. Ho ho, bang, 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 bang. It is like an alternative metal type music from Seattle. It's called Alice in Chains. Now they have a black man singing a song. How can this guy do it? Lane Staley died too. Bang, 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 bang. Okay. A lonely, broken by my masters, bang dang bang dang. Teach thee on child, O Lord, hereafter, bang dang bang dang bang dang. Into flood again, same old triple back then. So I made the big mistake. Try to see it once my way. Bang, 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 ding, bang, bang, bang. Miss Wicca, you want a song? It is you on screen. It's a very emotional song. I'm like a Lou Reed and Metallica.
Yeah,
I got you tied that. I'm doing a song. It's very instrumental. A Dr. Drew will love this song. Because I'm Mike Starr. Bang, bang, bang. Three, three, ding, bang, ding. On desertion, bang, 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 bang. Flying, not yet, quite in motion. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Into the floor again. I say, more trip, I want my thing. Bang, 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 bang. So let me be big mistake. Try to see it once my way. What's so fucking funny about this fucking song is Miss Wicked actually trying to sing. And she always fucks up the songs because when you do karaoke, there's like a light. And they light up the word, and that was when you're supposed to sing. But she always sing at the wrong time. She don't understand that when the little dot blink, that is when you got to be on time, like right now. Yeah. In Florida again. See, I fucked up. Same old trip, I want my game. Bang, 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 bang. So I made a big mistake. Try to see I want my way. Now, guys, I'm singing this song. It inspired me for Dr. Drew. Because I was thinking, am I wrong? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Now, guys, will Lane Staley be alive if they still had, they had a celebrity rehab like 5-6 years ago? Whenever the guy died? He could have been on celebrity rehabs. It didn't save a match star, but it could have worked for Lane Staley, because sometimes rehabs work for different people. Not everybody is going to go to a rehab and be successful. Sometimes it takes you more than one time. Sometimes 3 times, 4 times, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can go on a rehab for all your life and never get clean. And some people get clean better than others. So guys, Metal Messiah Radio, we urge you not to do. If I would call you. Now guys, we urge you at Metal Messiah Radio not to do drugs. It's not good for you. You can die. And we love all the fans. We cannot lose one fan. We need all of you guys.
All right. You heard that. Karaoke by Pedro and me initiating Alice in Chains' Wood. What a fucking classic song. You also heard Richard Christie interview part one. How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing okay, but you kind of screwed my karaoke because I take pleasure in making a Metal Messiah listener.
Right.
They love when I sing a song, and I love it to do this for you guys. And Miguel Jackson died, and Conrad Murray, he killed him so much. And I was saying, And I see
Miguel Jackson.
I saw her chest on a Dancing with the Stars with the and I was so sad because why this fat lady had to become a fat man? I don't understand this.
All right.
You're born, you have a, you want to be a transgender? You, I guess you can be a transgender.
Okay. You know, so many fucking things Richard Christie does and has done. And it's hard for me to give you a big, long history. He is a multifaceted, talented drummer. He plays guitar when he writes songs. He goes out and he fucking does stand-up comedy. He tours with other comedians.
He's been in a lot of bands. I'm going to list some bands he plays. He plays Hard Rock of the Dam.
He also
okay,
recently...
Okay, let me tell you. I'm going to do the list. He did an assurance, a date,
oh,
a
yes.
Control Denied, Burnside, I Search, Lishlo, Charles was a Dam, a Dream Theater, he played one time or live show,
yes.
Not the whole band, Tim McDo, Rick Ransom, Burn Diaz,
oh my
Encantation, Public Assassin, Wicked Witch, and Demons
Shit.
And Wizards. Oh my God, this guy plays he plays so many drums on all these albums, you wish you could get them.
You know what? He reminds me of some fucking slut whore that fucked everybody in the neighborhood. So
but he didn't get anybody pregnant, guys.
Oh, he didn't get anybody pregnant.
He got
pregnant.
Married and
but
he
did
a
get
wife.
Married a couple months ago, guys. So congratulations to
Let's
him.
Congratulate.
And he also lost a lot of fucking weight. He's a heavy
okay.
beer drinker.
He drink a lot of beers, but that's fine. He wears skinny now. He wears diaper. Get me sweet. We got more stuff coming
okay.
up. You're talking too much.
All right. We'll be right back. So stick around. Don't scratch your ass. I can smell it from here.
Why not? listening to The Howard Stern Show.
Are you the real singer of that song?
Of course. What do you mean?
This guy claims to be the... Are you a girl or a man?
I am a girl. Girl singer for Wicked Witch. Ask Richard. Richard knows who I am. He's my buddy.
Let me wait a second. Let me see if this is a girl. That is a girl.
You want me to sing it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Only my don't disagree.
Wow.
Yeah, that's her. I can vouch for it.
Can you sing like a regular person, or is that just...
I can. Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I am Crash the Train, opera, man.
Does it hurt your voice when you do that thing?
No, I can also do this. Oh. I can also sing heavy metal.
Wow.
I can do all kind of voices.
There's a lot of girl death metal singers nowadays.
Yeah, ask Richard, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, wow. I don't know what to say. But,
good for you.
And what's your name, IPEC?
Uh-huh.
Geez, that's a wild thing that's considered, an art form now. I see a lot of people sing like that.
It takes skills and technique, you know? You have to be trained, of course.
I'm thinking of maybe getting into the death metal singing thing.
You did good, Howard.
Yeah, I could do it.
Did it hurt your,
your voice? Yeah, I'm totally fucked up now.
You didn't hear the whole album. I did a lot of different vocals.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll check it out. Thanks, IPEC.
Hey. Hello?
What? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, man. Metal rules, remember that.
I'll remember that.
And Howard's rules.
One time I forgot it, but now I remember it.
Howard's rules.
Thanks, IPEC.
You know, you ought to get a tattoo.
Video, check the video. Check the video out. The woman gives a birth to Christ.
All right, honey. That's your friend?
Yeah, I played on some of their stuff back in the early 2000s.
Richard fucking rules, man. Richard is awesome. He's better a comedian than drummer. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
All right, thank you, IPEC.
Thank you.
All right. It's your buddy.
She's your publicist.
Okay, thanks. Lisa G is here.
Okay, Pedro, we're back.
Guys, I've been here. I'm listening to the jokes. You know, having a good time.
Yeah.
Having a good time. I love the joke.
How do you like my growling, Pedro?
It is very nice. I appreciate the nice. You're really nice. You offered me a glass of water with no ice.
No ice.
Thank you.
All right. You guys heard Cursed Destiny by my band, Wicked Witch. Richard Christie played on this as well. And then you heard my appearance and demonstrating my vocal ability on Howard Stern. And Howard Stern couldn't believe it, and he said, amazing.
Howard Stern was like, oh, you man, woman, how do you do this thing? You're like, I'm like a woman singer.
What happened was prior to that, Howard Stern was playing my Sweet Dreams song, cover song, on his show for every day for a week. He didn't know who I was, who the band was. Of course, Richard finally introduced.
And then you pick up the telephone and say, hey, Howard, I sing this
That's
song.
Me.
You got a problem? I sing that fucking song.
And he thought it was a guy. He thought it was a guy.
Some guy was doing it. It was like a good time. So, you know, we played that track for you guys. I don't have Howard Stern's because Howard Stern costs money. Not like Metal Messiah Radio, guys. We giving you a good job for free.
And I also...
So you better support everybody here. I'm getting tired of this stuff.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Send LC a PayPal.
And I also have been a big fan and a very loyal fan of Howard Stern for last 20 years back in Philadelphia. I used to listen to him on the fucking regular radio before he moved on to Sirius. So I'm a very, very big fan of Howard Stern. Even though everybody hates him, I think he's almost like a Miss Wicked IPEX persona. I pretty much... inherited from him. I am very much influenced by his comments. I have the big balls just like he does, and I don't hold back, and I tell the truth how it is, and I tell a lot of dirty jokes, and I get sexual with the band. So pretty much I'm Miss Howard Stern. All right, so stick around. Richard Christie's interview part two coming up. Okay, up next, Richard Christie interview part two. What do you say, Pedro?
I say I got to do a karaoke out of there, too, so stay tuned for the interview. Some karaoke, we got a secret after the show. We're going to tell you a couple of things.
Pedro, go get me some tacos!
You want some tampons?
Tacos!
Tampons?
Tacos? Burritos?
You can go get it yourself. I ain't doing the show.
And you guys didn't do much touring for the first album with the Tim being so busy. He's doing like 10 different projects. I can't keep up with so many of them, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how Tim makes his living. So he tries to stay busy.
Good.
That's great.
That's good.
Happy for him. And the thing is, too, he's such an amazing singer that everybody wants him as their singer. So I can understand why he's in so many bands, because he's very in-demand singer. So
absolutely,
We're definitely, and also, you know, with my job, I only get a certain amount of time off a year. And so we kind of got to work it around my job and Tim and Steve and Jason's jobs as well. So, we're definitely going to, luckily our schedules are wide open for next year right now. So
good.
That's why we're planning.
So you're looking forward to that, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, Richard, you've been a busy motherfucker. And tell me about your new album. What is the title, what's behind Cold Winds on Timeless Days? It's so romantic sounding.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, it's very open to interpretation. It doesn't have an exact meaning. It's just something, you know, one day I was looking out at the snow, it was snowing, looking out my apartment window, and just kind of the title popped in my head. And so I just thought it sounded really cool. And then I, started writing lyrics to two different songs, Cold Winds and the song Timeless Days, that kind of went along with the album title and kind of fit the imagery of the album cover.
Uh-huh.
And, that's something that's different about this new album from the first one, is there's some lyrics on there that don't really have a specific meaning. I wanted to try something new, so I just started writing these phrases and lyrics down that kind of popped in my head and didn't really mean specifically something, and that's kind of where the title is too.
Right.
Just you can kind of take out of it what it means to you. So I like to leave it open to interpretation.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you guys do any cover song? Did you cover anything?
No, you know, we were going to, but we're going to end up saving that for the next album, because we had just a specific amount of studio time, and we ended up not having time to finish the cover song. But we're definitely going to next time. Plus, for this album, you know, we have 12 songs, and it's 58 minutes worth.
Oh, yeah, that's way too long, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, well, we have plenty of music. I don't think we need a cover song. And so we're going to save that for next time.
Yeah, plus Tim has a lot of cover songs, right, covered with the different bands.
I wanted to put all of our energy into our original songs this time.
The Ripper will be touring with the Malmsteen. Is that going to interfere with your touring this coming winter?
No, it won't interfere at all. Actually, I'm going to see Tim with Yngwie next Thursday here in New York, and I can't wait.
So that's not going to collapse, you know, between your...
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. He's touring this month with Yngwie, and then, you know, I think we're planning on doing some touring next year, so it definitely won't affect it. What was the original question?
I said, why did you guys release an album in a year later, like kind of soon? You know, too soon?
You know, I just kind of like that a lot of the bands back in the... Mm-hmm. Back in the days,
every year, I know.
Yeah.
But now, because of the CD sales are so bad, nobody's buying, so bands are kind of releasing album maybe every 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is that luckily for us, we don't do a ton of touring, so I had a lot of time to write music, and I was able to just put this together in a short amount of time. And I wanted to keep the momentum going as
yes,
well. I wanted to,
absolutely.
You know, a lot
yeah.
of people were still talking about the first album.
Uh-huh.
And
now maybe you can tell our Metal Messiah Radio fans, most of them are, you know, known you, just maybe a couple bands, you know, Iced Earth, you know, Charred Walls of the Dam. But can you give me all the other bands briefly that you were involved, you know, in your career?
Yeah, well, definitely Wicked Witch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I jammed with you guys in
yeah.
2002, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Incantation I did a tour with in the year 2000.
But before then, you were with Death, of course.
Yeah, I was with, well, I guess going through, you know, if from the beginning to the end, I guess, you know, my first real band was a band called Public Assassin.
Okay.
In Springfield, Missouri. If you go on YouTube, there, I think there's some videos of
them.
I
think I'm going to play one of the, you guys release anything?
We did release some stuff, but it's very, very hard to find. I don't know if...
I'll check it out. Believe me, I'll find it. I do all the time. The bands are shocked, like, how the fuck did you find my old 20 years ago? You know, I
yeah,
said,
yeah, if you can find
yeah.
the Public Assassin music,
okay.
then I would be very impressed.
Yes,
but,
I will play one of, if I find one in YouTube. I'm sure somebody, your diehard fan probably put it up there.
Yeah, there's definitely some stuff.
And
on
then
that
after
too.
Public Assassin, who did
after
you?
After that was Burning Inside. And,
okay.
I was with them for quite a while, and
yeah.
That's who, the band that I moved to Florida with.
Yeah.
And then I played with Asheron right as soon as I.
Oh,
moved
okay.
To Florida
I had what's his name? Crawley.
Vincent Crawley. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple weeks, a couple months ago.
Oh, cool. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
That was the first time I ever flew somewhere was when Asheron played the Milwaukee Metal Fest in
96. I know.
That
I
was
know.
My first plane flight.
What year was that? Because I played in 1998 or 99.
Yeah, 96. It was
oh,
96.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was before, yeah, okay.
After, yep, and then after mm-hmm. Asheron, let's see who was next. Then Death.
Okay.
And then Iced Earth.
Yeah.
Demons and Wizards. Control Denied.
And you played a couple of them just for the album, not live, right?
Like, yeah,
like Demons
the
and
band Leash Law I did an album with. But, yeah, that's a really good album. It's a little hard to find, but
yeah.
it's a really cool album.
And then Control Denied you played in one album, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And they put another one, or they're working on it.
Yeah, we're hopefully going to have that out, you know, sometime either later this year or next year. You
and
know,
the singer's named Tim, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Charred
it?
Walls of the Damned and
uh-huh.
Caninus. Oh, Crotch Duster's another one. Jason's band, Crotch Duster.
That's awesome.
That's a great album. If you get a chance to pick up Crotch
Yeah, absolutely.
Duster, awesome.
Now, was Jason in the Burning Inside?
No, he wasn't. No,
he wasn't, okay.
But the guy's Steve from the band Black Witchery was...
Okay.
Was in Burning Inside.
Okay. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bands.
I'm probably forgetting some. Too.
Probably forgetting. Maybe you did, you know, a couple other
yeah,
ones.
I've done a lot of, you know, like for hired.
Side, yeah. Session work.
Sorry, IPEC, but I got somebody's calling me from Canada because
okay.
I got a busy night tonight
okay.
with interviews, and they got a 7:30, so unfortunately
okay.
I probably have to.
So you
want to
cut it short?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think I have to. And thank you again so much for this, IPEC.
Hey, you're always welcome. You're one of my favorites. So.
Oh, thank you.
You're
you
my
too.
Favorite.
Hey, this is Richard Christie from Charred Walls of the Damned, and you are listening to IPEC's Witching Hour on Metal Messiah Radio. Crank it up.
Yes!
Okay, guys, tonight I'm going to do a song. It's called The Painkillers. It's a karaoke song. You know who I sang it was? A Judas Priest, a sang it. And the Ripper, who is a Charles Adam, he sang it. Then Ebola, down a fine screen, range and full of anger, he's half hard and half machine. Rise a metal monster, made in smoke and fires, closing and with vengeance, sorry, horse!
This is the Painkillers. This is the Painkillers.
Planet's devastation. Mankind on its knees, savior comes from skies, and answer to our pleas. Two boiling glass of thunders, blasting balls of steel, evil going under daily wheels. He is the Painkillers. This is the Painkillers. Oh ho, Painkillers. Oh. Bang, dang, bang, dang, dang, bang. All right. There was once a band called the Judas Priest. And I had a singer. I never saw Hopper. He was gay. But it's okay to be gay. Because folks like the Painkiller. I went from Painkiller to a sticker. Faster than a laser bullet. Louder than an atom bomb. Call me a blink for metal. I forget the better than at the sun. Oh, bang, 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 bang. I love this solo, guys. So, you know that, like, the group, they did a The Painkillers, you know, Hopper left the band, and then a couple years later, they got a guy, his name is Ripper Owens, you know, they made that movie Rockstar Battle, and then they kicked them out, and was like, we want the original Rob Halford, because we want to sell more concert tickets, we're doing a little show with you, we need, like, a big show again, and then they did a couple albums, but guys, people really didn't give a shit about the new albums, because there's only one Painkiller. They, in my opinion, it's the best album. They never wrote another Painkiller again, but now they're doing an Epitaph tour. They kick out KK Downing. They got a guy, they said, if you got blonde hair, you can be in the band. You can't have a Pedro, but if you're skinny blonde and you look like KK Downing, if you're in the 10th row, that's what we want. We're trying to mislead the public, tell them it's all original lineup, and we're going to have a farewell tour called Epitaph. But then 2-3 years later, we'll come back and get more of your monies, because on the farewell tour, everybody says it's farewell. Then they come back a couple of years to get your money. It's called double dipping, guys. And all your bands do it because they don't give a shit about you. Bang, dang, 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 dang. Bang, dang, dang. Oh. I love that squeal. Squeal like a pig. You know what Rob Halford said? Bend over, squeal like a pig. Ripper Owens, let me tell you how daddy does it. If I can get a couple of inches of me and you, you could be a better singer. Flying high on rasher. Stronger, free and brave. Never more captured, they've been brought up from the grave. When man can resurrect, forever to survive. Turns from a market and to the skies. He is the Painkiller. This is the Painkiller. Wings of steel. Painkiller, you're fucking up, dead. Late. Whales, Painkiller, Miss Wicked, this is like a masterpiece and you shit all over. You come here, it was a mistake I made to give you a microphone. That is the mistake I made. I sing the song and you're supposed to do a light backup low in the mix because I'm the main singer. I'm Karaoke King of Miami. And in Estados Unidos, número uno, Karaoke King Pedro Jesus Morales. Okay, this is the slow, soft part. I gotta sing, okay? You don't fuck up.
He is the Painkillers. This is the Painkillers. He is the Painkillers. This is the Painkiller.
Pain, pain, killer, killer. Pain, pain, killer. Oh, love it. Bang, dang, dang. Bang, dang, dang, bang, dang, dang. Bang, dang, dang, bang, dang, 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 dang. Oh, bang.
I wish this was my band.
It sure was a thing. It sure was a damn bang. Bang. It's a bang. Why is this a bang? I'm in my band. Super. Get
stop this pain killer.
Oi! Alright, thank God. What story was that? The fucking painkiller, the Dramadol, propofol. Is that what you take for painkiller? Okay, we heard that. Pedro. Then you heard the Richard Christie's interview part two. And you heard a Trauma by Wicked Witch. And Richard played drums on that song as well. Well, we're end of the show. I hope everyone had a great time as I fucking did. And Pedro is cracking me up. And meantime, he keeps farting. He ate too many beans. As you know, the Cubans eat beans a lot, you know, even for breakfast.
You don't talk about the beans. I hear, like, a respected journalist like you, and I learned about it, Richard Christie. I listen. But I got to get going. You finish the show. I got to get out of here. I got to go take a bus to Hialeah.
Hialeah is a little Haiti, by the way, in Fort Lauderdale. Next week, stay tuned for my very, very special interview face to face with Max Cavalera. Stay tuned for that. I'm going to end the show.